This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Look at this. It's been 10 years since a watershed moment when it comes to money in politics. January 21st, 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that when it comes to spending cash in elections, corporations are effectively the same as people. Since then, spending on elections has skyrocketed, and the 2020 campaign year is set to be the most expensive yet. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on how that one case changed campaign finance.
We'll hear argument today in case 08205, Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission.
Citizens United was technically about whether a private company could advertise a movie opposing Hillary Clinton, but it was really about who was allowed to spend money in politics. And the Supreme Court decided just about anyone. Attorney Cleta Mitchell at the firm Foley & Lardner works with Republicans on campaign finance issues. She says Citizens United was a win for political speech.
Now, a million citizens giving a dollar to an organization that's incorporated have the same rights as an individual who can spend $1 million of his own money, as long as it's independent of the campaigns and the candidates.
And not from foreigners. Citizens United was followed by other legal decisions and regulatory rollbacks that lifted contribution limits and helped fuel the rise of the PACs and super PACs that are the big spenders in elections today. It also fueled backlash.
Citizens United has become almost a dogma. There's this religion in opposition to Citizens United.
Kicked off by then-President Barack Obama, who chastised the Supreme Court during his State of the Union address.
Last week, the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests, including foreign corporations, to spend without limit in our elections.
And that's kind of what happened, says Tiffany Muller, who runs the group End Citizens United, which, well, that's pretty obvious.
As a matter of fact, I think it came true even more than we could have expected. The special interests have been empowered. They're spending more than ever.
Outside spending, as in not directly from a campaign, went from $750 million in the 20 years before the case up to $4.5 billion in the decade since then, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Robert Weissman is president of the advocacy group Public Citizen.
Most of the outside spending was favoring Republicans in the earlier period after Citizens United. It has now, in the last few years, been more equalized.
And he says it's not just that outside spending is at a record high. It's also more concentrated, with just 25 people responsible for about half of the money going into big spending super PACs. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.